Now, there are other positions on this tone arm which mean different things. But from here on, just as I gave you dolls as being a questionable fact, the data from here on becomes more and more nebulous, more and more questionable, not yet fully explored or understood. One of these days we'll have it all plotted out and so forth, but it takes lots of cases and lots of responses to plot out anything at all. For instance, it took me an awful lot of cases to find the first two positions here, 5,000 and 12,500. I had to look over quite a bit of stuff. And then finally, when I had some people who were clear, I found out that they agreed with the stuff. And that was fine. And I find out everybody's been agreeing with it ever since, so I must have known it all the time. Anyhow. Up here someplace, we find a mob. Now, it's somewhere up here. I don't know quite where it is. It's something like 4.5 or 5 or something like that. That's a mob. That's a lot of people sort of fused together as an entity. I imagine there's certain reading on this machine for a fleet. Yes, I think there is. But a machine that's stuck, a tone arm that is stuck high, is not necessarily, tone arm that's stuck high here, is not necessarily simply reading on a bunch of overts. It might be very thoroughly stuck in something like a mob. You get overts off against mobs, and down it goes. And I blew off of one E-meter arm, I blew a mob off, and found a husband with a slam. In other words, it didn't take much, it had been audited. Some already, I don't know how much it was audited, by the way. But the mob had been hit in processing several times, but the PC was obsessively and continually high up here. And I just blew a husband out from underneath the mob, and somehow or another, this seemed to release the mob. And strip mob off the top of husband and got a needle slam, a rock slam. Wham, 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 this thing was going, you know. Bang, bang, bang. And I had about 9 or 10 things I stripped off in order to find out what this slam was all about. Found out eventually it was about a husband. And audited it, and I haven't seen the rest of the things identified with it since. But there was a mob mixed up in this. And since that time, why the arm on this particular person has been reading more down. Not necessarily proper valence, but down. Now, those are the various positions of an E-meter. Those are the various positions of an E-meter. Only one more datum I would add is setting the sensitivity knob. And the only comment you want on the sensitivity knob is you want the sensitivity just great enough to get a significant read. You want no more loose a needle than you need to have to get a significant read. When you start getting people from up around clear to theta clear and so forth, this meter hasn't got a sensitivity enough to tighten the needle down, and the needle gets very sloppy. You pull it clear down to nowhere here, all the way off, practically, on just right up to the battery click on the thing, and the needle is still reading too loose for auditing purposes, and you sort of have to catch it on the fly. But that's all right. Your PC is in good shape. Who cares? What you do is bring this arm up to a point just where you are reading a significance out of a stuck needle. In other words, the needle is mostly motionless. But when you hit something hot, it moves. Got the idea? Now, you tune it up higher when you're reading time. You're trying to get a time date. You're trying to thin that time down to the inch and the second and the millennium and everything else you want. Pull up that sensitivity. Exaggerate those time reads. And then don't forget, for heaven's sakes, after you've pulled it up, to pull it down. And for heaven's sakes, don't forget that your PC, as the process flattens, gets a looser and looser needle. So don't leave this thing sitting around 4 or 8 or something like this while you're PC. Pull the sensitivity down. Every once in a while, reset your sensitivity. Well, that has to do with that knob. That's actually all there is to know about that knob. But read from a still needle, a mostly still needle. A needle should be still more times than it's in motion. Definition of a still needle. And this tone arm over here will eventually get more things plotted out. But as far as I've said, the mindless object, female, machine, male, are all of them exact positions. That is the dope. The other material I've given you about dolls, mobs, other things, these are more speculative. Okay? Thank you.